What do you think the future of digital journalism is?
I think there's two problems in here. First, the social media is getting greedy.
Okay.
They're looking for profit before anything else. And the second problem is nowadays, I think there's a problem with the content itself. It's very politicized, and you can't trust like one source or another. So there's always this conflict between political parties. There's the conflict of, can you trust this website or this TV news station or whatever? So I think the future will be focused on solving these issues. So right now, people are depending on Twitter, Facebook, and they're mostly reading their news from social media, and they can't tell which is right, which is wrong, and they're just reading posts and clicking on links, and they're just, you know, maybe trusting, maybe not trusting anything at all. So I think the future will be for any source of information that will be like very trustworthy and independent, that you can tell for 100% that these people are clean journalists and they're not like trying to support one way or another. So I don't know, like I look in different countries, like here in the United States, right now it's just like two sides of the story. So you're gonna find like newspapers and TV stations that are supporting one party and the other side supporting the other party, and that's it. So all the stories are built in a way where they're trying to give support to someone or some party. So I don't know how it's gonna work in the future exactly, but for the digital world, there should be, I'm expecting that there will be like a third party that will gain trust by being independent, not supporting anyone, just giving the facts and giving the truth like it is. So I'm a little bit worried about the future of Facebook, mm-hmm. particularly because in the past like 2 or 3 years, they've been very focused on profit. They've been changing strategies and changing the news feed in a way that it will be focused on the advertisement. So if you're not paying money, right now they're testing a feature in, I guess, 6 countries, where they're gonna have 2 separate news feed. So one will be showing you only the posts from your friends and from the ads. So those pages who are paying for advertisement, they get the chance for viewers. Those who are not paying, they will, so the organic reach will be like almost zero, unless you're searching for a specific page and that's how you get to your page. Otherwise, you will see only your friends and family and those who are paying. And so this is kind of scary. And on the other hand, they're working on projects to support journalism. And so we'll see. I'm not sure, but I'm not optimistic on Facebook itself. Twitter, I don't know. It's not like a very big source for news, but it could be better if Facebook take the chance to be like focused on profit. That will be a gain for Twitter. But for websites, like Newsly websites, the challenge will be to be independent and trustworthy. So we'll see. But not very optimistic for the next like 3 to 5 years.
And do you think news organizations are adapting well?
They're adapting technically. They're adapting. So basically all the news organization, they wait for the updates from Facebook, Twitter, etc., and they adapt in a way where they can deliver the story in in a way that will gain more clicks or leads or whatever. But they're not creating their own way. So I would say for a news organization, the challenge is not on a technical level, how to use social media and how to use the digital world. It's more about gaining trust. So right now you have so many different news organizations and they have their own fans, their own followers who follow them just because they're giving them the type of information that they would like to see. So if I'm supporting one body against the other, I'm gonna go read those platforms who are supporting my same vision. And it's kinda, I don't know. So on a technical level, yeah, I mean, there will be always updates, there will always be new technologies, new ways of delivering information, but the core is still the same. We are seeing a lot of improvement on a technical level, but we're not seeing any improvement on the content level.
Do you think organizations that don't adapt, that are not on these platforms, are not going to succeed, or what do you think will happen with them?
Of course it's important to adapt to, on a technical level, I mean, to adapt to the digital world. So if you have one way to deliver your content, it's important. If something is trending on a technical level, like you have new feature and you have new technology of delivering news or delivering your content, whether it's a news organization or not, they have to adapt for it. I mean, there is this spirit in the social media and in the digital media. When something is trending, it means that the people like it. So they want this kind of technology. They like to use this kind of content, whether it's like squared videos or whether it's like live videos. So news organization, they always try to find a way to fit in that area where it's getting like positive feedback from the audience. But again, from my experience, I think it's not always only about the way you deliver it and about the marketing. It's about the content. The content is the main player in here. So if you're gaining trust, people will search for you, even if you're using the very basic technologies. If you're gaining trust with your content, you're solid and you're giving very good content and investigative reporting and you're not taking sides, people will search for your page, even if it's like basic HTML. They're gonna find your content and they're gonna come for you. Whether you're using live videos or you're using all the trending hashtags or whatever or not, if you have great content, they will find you. So, and of course, that doesn't mean that we have to use basic HTML or whatever, but what I'm trying to say that from my experience on the social media, when your content is like very solid and good, it gets viral no matter how you try to deliver it, even if it's a simple post, even if it's a tweet, even if it's whatever. People find it and get spread out only because it's solid and good and interesting. And I have so many examples from my experience in the digital media. So again, there's like those two different levels of the problem. There's the digital world on a technical level and there's the content itself. So I believe the future is for the content, no matter how, which path the technology will take, whether it's virtual reality or whatever we're gonna see in the future. It's just the means to get the content in a very interesting or interactive way to the audience. But people, I think from my experience, I think they're looking for something real, something natural, something close to them, something not trying to supporting sites or so. The live streaming, for example, on Facebook and Twitter, it's very successful because it's simple, it's realistic, it's close to you. You're seeing like a very basic footage from whatever it is, you know. So you feel connected to that scene. It's showing you like a very simple picture where people are talking, or and there's no editing, there's no, you know, people are gonna say whatever they're gonna say. So you're gonna deliver it on the first moment. There's no like backup story from that. So when you're taking out the editorial part from the story, people are interested because they're seeing like instantly what's going on and who's saying what. So that's one way. And of course the interactive. So they're commenting and their comment is live and they feel like they're part of the story. So if you look at it on a technical level, it's not a big deal. I mean, it's not like something very beautiful or appealing on a technical level, but it's the way they feel about it. The audience feel, they feel connected to this part. So, and I think that's also proves the argument that the content itself is the main leader in here. So if you have solid content, people feel connected and they trust your content, it's gonna work no matter which way you put it. So it's a trust problem in the first place, I think.
Thank you so much, Samer Al-Sadoun, the community manager, assistant editor. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your time.